Welcome to the Life Athletes Podcast, where those who succeed in the gymnasium of life share their stories, experiences, and strategies for personal growth and development. Remember, it's never a good time to take a vacation on your development. So let's start now with your host, Alejandro.
We often hear people say that they are self-made people. You've heard the term self-made millionaire, self-made man, self-made woman, and it sounds really good on videos and social media clips, and it's often used to motivate others to do the same. You see books and magazines, articles, blogs, you see that word a lot, self-made man, self-made person. Now, the truth is, though, that there are no self-made people. I mean, think about it for just a moment here. You can't even be born without two other people coming together first, if you know what I mean. And after you've been born, someone has to take care of you and feed you, provide you clothing, shelter, care, etc. Hopefully that clarifies my point. But what we should explore more is why you don't want to be a quote-unquote self-made person. At the root of this is the idea that you are one person, and you're one person limited to your talents, your gifts, your experiences, your friends, you know, family, education, and other resources. Now, while you may have been blessed with abundance in some of these things, the record shows that very few people, if any, build anything of great magnitude alone. Most of what we do in life that's worthy of note requires gifts that are beyond our own. We have to remember that we don't know everything and we don't know everyone. We are sometimes apprehensive, though, of collaborating or partnering because we're trying to keep the spoils for ourselves. And whether that be the money, the recognition, or even just the affirmation that you did it alone. Now, sometimes we may be afraid to ask others for help because we may fear rejection, what others may think of us. A lot of those paradigms stem over from childhood and how we grew up and the narratives that you perhaps heard from your parents or friends or other people of influence around you. My mother, for example, grew up in a house where a narrative that was part of life was that you didn't want anyone to know you needed anything. And this is because they did not want to be seen as a charity case. You put up the front of being self-sufficient, even if you were really in need. Now, what we are in danger of missing with this approach is the desire for others to contribute to us and we to them. Therefore, asking for what we want is a powerful way to open up a treasure chest, so to speak, of abundance. We also have to consider that if you find someone to partner with, they may not be your partner for life. Many partnerships or collaborations are temporary. I think a lot about what is now the pop icon, Jay-Z. Being a hip-hop fan like I was for many years, he's a great example of someone who proclaimed himself as a serial collaborator. What do you mean by that? Well, he often made songs with the relevant artists of the day. He did this from day one, and this helped both him and the artists that he was collaborating with because it exposed their music to different sets of fans. Now, he's not collaborating with the same artist today that he was 10 years ago, so not everyone who begins a journey with you will or can go where you're ultimately headed, but you have to be willing to explore the opportunities as they come. Recently, I heard Steve Harvey, the famous entertainer, he said something that really resonated with me. He said that our lives are a direct reflection of our communication. If we are unwilling to communicate our needs to our employees, our customers, our partners, our family members, you can't blame them for not giving you what you need. Often we are complaining or we're depressed about things we haven't received, but we haven't even asked for them. An additional component to consider is that most requests seem larger in the requester's head, meaning our head, than they are to the requestees, the person that you're asking. If you're able to take the spotlight off yourself, you realize you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If they say no, guess what? You're right where you started. If they say yes, you're moving ahead. So why don't more of us ask for what we want? Don't be a self-made person. Build relationships, partner, collaborate, ask, and watch a whole new world of opportunities open up for you. If you are enjoying the content on this podcast, I would ask and urge you to leave us a review on your favorite podcast application. That is what allows us to grow this community and to have the guests that you desire to hear from. If you want to support financially, you can see our Cash App information in the show notes.